In Hawaii, record-breaking heat this past summer has scientists warning the result may be the worst coral bleaching that state has ever seen. Coral reefs protect coastlines, shelter fish, which become food. Bleaching can kill coral. On Oahu, researchers are now engaged in a one-of-a-kind effort to document the reefs. Hawaii Public Radio's Ryan Finnerty accompanied one of the research teams on a recent survey.
You have to take a boat just to get to the labs of the Hawaii Institute of Marine Biology. Researchers at the facility on Coconut Island study all kinds of ocean life, with a special focus on coral reefs. My guide is Shreya Yadav, a PhD candidate with the Maiden Lab.
We're going to be visiting a few of the patch reefs around the bay here that we've been tracking over the past few months.
Hawaii started breaking regional heat records back in May, a pattern that puts extreme stress on the state's coral reefs, leading to a potentially life-threatening condition called bleaching. In August, researchers began photographing 30 patch reefs in Kaneohe Bay, creating a record of healthy reefs going through bleaching. In Hawaii, yearly ocean temperatures peak in September and October. Out in the bay, three researchers swim in a spiral pattern, taking underwater photos. They capture between 2 and 5,000 images at each site, ultimately to create a detailed time-lapse of the bleaching event. Although environmental factors like temperature play a big role in bleaching, the corals themselves are also important. Mariana Rocha de Souza works in the Ruth Gates Coral Lab studying genetic diversity of different corals.
In an event where there is high temperature or any stressor, having genetic diversity means some of the organisms are going to respond differently. Some of the organisms are going to be able to survive that stressor. So it's very important to know the genetic diversity.
When the swimmers return to the boat, they report evidence of those varying reactions.
All the fossil opera here is beginning to die. That's the thing that we've seen gone from being totally healthy to fully bleached to now mostly dead. But the other species, some of them look okay. Yeah.
In another part of the bay, I see that firsthand. Hundreds of individual corals make up this reef. It's taken millions of years for it to reach within a foot or two of the ocean's surface from the surrounding sea floor 50 feet below. The team reports certain varieties of coral seem to be bleaching more than others, and often a bleached coral sits right beside a similar healthy colony. Back on Coconut Island, that is the mystery scientists are investigating. At the Coral Reef Ecology Lab, a dozen tanks hold transplanted coral fragments. They're used to study how environmental factors impact bleaching. Scientists can manipulate the temperature and nutrient levels in each tank to learn how those conditions affect the coral. Marine biologist Ku'ule Rogers oversees the lab and points out the varying reactions.
See, these are all dead. Heated. They're all dead. But you see these? The mushroom coral? They're not dead. They're very pale or starting to bleach, but they're not dead.
Rogers says corals can recover from bleaching, but only if they have enough time in between stress events.
It used to be 25 to 30 years between bleaching events. Recently, it's gone down to every 6 years Hawaii will have a bleaching event. And it may be even less than that as time is going on.
Findings from the bleaching experiment show that corals in Kaneohe Bay have naturally developed a higher tolerance for heat over the past 40 years. But that adaptation is likely not happening fast enough. The goal of this research is to better identify what environmental factors stress corals and then drive public policy accordingly. But Rogers cautions that none of those changes can be a substitute for reducing the atmospheric carbon emissions driving temperatures higher each year. For Here and Now, I'm Ryan Finnerty in Kaneohe Bay, Hawaii.